quite a day, huh, Coach?
Yeah, it was quite a day, as a matter of fact. I mean, you know, we finished up training camp, and you know, obviously what better way could we finish up than to invite some special guests to practice today. So, you know, it was, we were brainstorming last night in light of everything that's going on, and we wanted to do something, and, you know, things just fell into place. We had a lot of people, you know, work real hard to put this together, and we're just really, we're fortunate that we can provide an opportunity for these young high school athletes to get away. Imagine that they were trying to get ready for games this weekend and having to practice in the park and not being able to practice at the facility at their high school. So high school football is, you know, it's there's no better game than high school football, and we didn't want them to be denied of this opportunity. So we invited them over as our guest, and it looks like they had a lot of fun. They were participated in practice in the one drill simulating crowd noise, and we had a bunch of mistakes. So it was, yeah, I wouldn't say they're close to Seattle, but pretty close. So.
And McClure South Berkeley was invited, but just kind of didn't make
it. I'm sorry?
McClure South Berkeley was invited.
That's correct. It's late notice, and we've extended the indoor to them for as long as they need it. So we'll just work around so there's no conflict on our schedules.
How special was it for you to have these kids out here?
Well, it means a lot to us, and just you know, we can all imagine what they're going through, in addition to everybody in Ferguson. I mean, it's just very, very sad, and we hope that things get worked out as soon as they possibly can. But this is different. These are football players and football players. And it was interesting. I went over to talk to them before practice, and they heard nothing I said because they were looking behind me watching the players walk by, you know. So it's just, this will be something that I hope they'll always remember.
And maybe they learned something from your camp closing drill, too, maybe something they could use.
Yeah, that was interesting. Probably one of the best. What happens is the guys just, you know, they run out of water at the beginning. They get too excited and run out of the water. But good rookie class, you know, so. All in all, from a camp standpoint, you know, I thought we got a lot accomplished. We have a challenge ahead of us right now because, you know, typically break camp week is a distraction, and even though camp's a little different than it has been in the past, we nonetheless breaking camp. Now we have to go on the road, so we got to get focused, and we'll go into a tough place to play against a team that's got a preseason home opener ahead of them.
Coach. Laurinaitis did at least some 7-on-7. Obviously, good to see him back out there.
He did. He got through the individual drills. Got some 7-on-7. We'll do some more stuff tomorrow. Obviously, we had Brock's back, and you know, Roger got back in the team stuff today, which was good to see.
Talk some about LaMarcus Joyner and what you've seen from him in this training.
Yeah,
did you anticipate what you?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. He's still learning every day. You know, he's very productive for us. You know, on the field in the nickel sub situations, and you know, he's going to get the chance to play a lot with the four stars. You know, in the sub package this week.
So far, Coach, has Joe Barksdale come since you guys picked him up, and how consistent he's been? Joe Barksdale, how far he's come since he came here, and how consistent he seems?
You know, Joe's, you know, Joe took advantage of his opportunity. The timing was perfect for us. We needed the help. We got him in here. He learned. He was very consistent last year. He's been very consistent right now. Learned the position, and you know, he's got some guys out there to work against. You know, I mean, he's learning a lot from Chris, and he gives Chris all he can handle on the practice field. So it's very competitive out there, and he's doing well.
I don't recall him missing a practice.
No, he's not. No, he's very durable. Yeah.
Are you happy to see practice squads go from 8 to 10? How can that be maybe beneficial for you?
Yeah, it gives us an opportunity to, you know, develop two additional players and everybody else. So it adds players to the pool, the developmental pool, which will be good. So give us some flexibility as far as the decision is concerned.